Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a never ending. Are we drawn toward the source? Spitting at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fevered dance with fate. We'll be the spirit that knows its own plight.
That's Dan Fogelberg. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's called The Nexus, that song, and that's the first one on the album Innocent Age that I've been recommending to you for all these years. It's a great album, double album. That album goes back to 1982, probably, 81, 82, and still, those songs are so good on that album. I still miss Dan Fogelberg, but we got his music, and I'm glad. As long as I'm here, I'm going to be spinning his platters and telling you a little bit about him. Welcome back. 24 After, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one fine new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. On page 119 of my book, in chapter 16, titled The Rules of Selling Have Changed, there are two graphics there that if you buy the book and you have a sales organization, that I encourage you to spend some time with that chapter and with that book. I mean, with those graphs. And in those graphs, what you'll see is that the first graph is where we've been. It's the classic age of the seller model for calling on business customers. This is primarily a B2B. These graphics are primarily B2B, where you and I in business call on other businesses, and we call on the decision makers in those businesses to get them to buy our stuff, right? And so in the age of the seller, in order to get the sale, we'd walk up and knock on the door. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? And we'd make a phone call and set up an appointment or whatever we do. Well, we would just go in. We'd just get an appointment or walk up and cold call and get in there and talk to the decision maker. Because in those days, decision makers expected to talk to me that day. They needed to talk to me because I was their internet. I, as a salesman, when I was back in those days, I had information that they needed to make a decision on the products that they were using to run their business and to grow their business. I was a contributor to their success, and I had information they needed. And so did all the other guys and gals who were doing what I was doing in other industries. And they knew they were going to call it. They were going to have to talk to us on any given day, whether they knew us or not. And that's when all we had to do was go through what we all call the screen. Just a very simple, maybe a person was sitting there, maybe a receptionist, maybe an assistant that would prevent you from getting in or would let you in, depending on how good you were. I was really good. I always got in the door. I never failed to get in the door. And there were a lot of other people that were good at that. So if 10 people tried to get in the door in those days, 7 would get in, but the owner, the decision maker, would have to deal with 7 people and finally weed them out, rule them out, and get down to one to do business with. Well, that was the age of the seller. That's what this graph shows. That was during the age of the seller. So the getting in the door part was very short. The closing part was very long because there was so much going on. The second graph shows the age of the customer continuum, time continuum. And what you'll see when you get that graph is that the first step that used to be very short is now much longer. And the second step, which used to be mostly the long one, is now much shorter. And that's because today business decision makers go to work in the morning and they're not thinking about listening to vendors. In fact, they're sure that they're not going to listen to any vendors. No vendor is going to drop in on them. no vendor, nobody who sells things like you and I do is going to, nobody's going to send them an email when they don't know us, and we're going to read it and let them come to see us. That's not going to happen. Those days are gone, folks. So the reason why getting in the door, and we used to call it the screen, I now call it the relevance firewall. That's how it shows up in the graphic. No one, that period of time getting through the relevance firewall is now a longer process. And the reason is because it takes longer to get to know a decision maker and to make them feel that you have something they need. Because they can already find out most of what they need without you, right? Because of the capability that they have in front of them, the internet, for example. They self-qualify themselves and pre-qualify you before you even know they exist. So if the same number of people, let's say 10 people, try to get through the relevance firewall, in the old days, 7 would get through. Today, 3 get through. Not 7, 3. Because they're the ones who did the work to get to know the decision maker a little bit, to nurture a relationship with that decision maker. 3 get through, but maybe 2. You know what else? Maybe just 1. And that's the reason why that process is shorter. Because the customers already helped you. They've helped themselves make their decision a lot of the time without you. If you don't understand this dynamic I just described to you, that's in chapter 16 in my book, The Age of the Customer. If you have the book, you'll know what I'm talking about. And if your salespeople aren't selling what they used to, and your marketing package program is not working like it used to, you need to read that chapter. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.